I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, low voter turnout leads to an election showdown in Iran. Learn where it leaves believers in just a moment. Then later, Christian history holds the secrets to overcoming today's challenges. The story holds both an encounter and an opportunity. But we'll begin today in Iran, where voters headed to the polls again today after the June 28 snap election failed to yield a majority winner. Last week saw the lowest turnout in Iran's history. Over 60% of voters withheld their ballot. Since no candidate got more than half of the votes cast, the top two finishers advanced to a runoff election today. Reformist Masoud Pezeshkian faces off against hardliner Saeed Jalili. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says,
I didn't expect Pezeshkian to get so far. I don't think even the ruling authorities in Iran expected that.
While one candidate's running under a reformist banner, few voters see him as a champion for meaningful change.
Remember, no one has got to this point without being vetted by the Guardian Council. So we're calling him a reformist, but we're talking about Iran here. This is an Iran world where a reformist doesn't mean exactly what we mean when we talk about a reformist in the West. He's still got to be sympathetic to the cause of the government.
Whether the plans of men succeed or fail today, the Lord still holds Iran in his hands. Most Iranians, including these leaders, don't have a saving relationship with Christ.
These are people that Jesus died for, and he still wants to save them, even though they've done such incredibly horrible things. Let's pray for their salvation. Let's pray for change through peace, through repentance, and let's pray for God's will to be done.
Next, March, April, and May are the months when long rains come to the Horn of Africa, or at least they're supposed to. For the last 5 years, drought has been an unwelcome reality in Somalia, Kenya, and Ethiopia and other East African countries. Poor rainfalls have devastated the land. Millions have been displaced in the search for food and water. World Concern helps provide water, nutrition, and medicine to people amid repeat crop failures and the loss of livestock. Peter Macharia with World Concern helps us consider an even deeper need.
When we talk about physical drought, we should also be thinking about the spiritual drought. You know, water refreshes our weary bodies, so is the gospel. It refreshes our weary souls. And you know, the word of God in John 15, verse 3, it says, you are already clean through the word which I have spoken to you. So when you think about what water does to us physically, the gospel does the same to us spiritually.
Macharia asks that the church would take deliberate action to meet the practical needs of the people in the Horn of Africa.
We are all living in a global village, and we need to see the other person in the other country as my neighbor. Because when they suffer, we all suffer.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Prayer is able to go where we cannot go.
And when looking at the state of the world today, it may be tempting to think there's never been a worse time to live. But Denise Godwin of International Media Ministry says we can be encouraged today by stories from the early church.
As we dig into these historic stories, and even as you dig and learn more about the stories in the Bible and what the cultures were surrounding them, we find out that what we see today has happened before.
IMM shares powerful stories of early Christian leaders from North Africa in a docudrama series called The Heritage Project.
We know that God can use these stories that are lost in the current day culture to awaken faith, as he has in other parts of the world, as he has in our own hearts.
Godwin says Christians in the first 5 centuries faced similar challenges to today's issues and saw God's faithfulness.
I think it's important right now for Christians to recognize that God is at work in spite of the strange times we may live in.
Pray for the Heritage Project series to introduce more viewers to Jesus and encourage believers who are persecuted for their faith.
We have brothers and sisters all over the world that are standing firm in their identity in Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.